You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So as fuel prices are rapidly rising at the moment, they've just hit $3.15 this morning at the fuel pump. I thought I'd speak to Larry Green from Gatsby about the rising prices on the matter. Firstly, I just want to ask, how does Gatsby work, especially in the context of like the fuel crisis we've got at the moment? How useful is it for consumers for tracking fuel prices?
I think it's the most useful thing. Obviously, I'm shockingly biased, but its primary function is it tells you where the cheapest fuel is closest to you. So the fuel is the most expensive it's ever been in history. So knowing for free where the cheapest and best value fuel is critical to your budget.
And to add with that, despite the fuel tax from Auckland being stripped away and fuel prices being slashed, how is it still ramping up in prices, and do you think the government is going to do much to stop it further?
I don't know any more than most people why the price is so high. Initially, there were increases because of the pandemic and logistics, and then on top of that, disruption from the crude prices through the war in the Ukraine. Both of those are pretty good excuses, although it's still hard to stomach for the motorists in New Zealand. In terms of the government, it's more of a tricky situation. It was fantastic that they reduced some of that tax to give motorists a break, and that has worked really well. But the price has come back up to higher than it was before they did that. And now I fear they've really kind of cornered themselves, because you can imagine how unpopular it will be if they suddenly just whacked on the tax again now.
This just also compounds with the cost of living, where people are struggling. Is it fuel? Is it groceries that they need to pay for, or even the bills?
Absolutely, and I think people are just domestic in their thinking most of the time. Now, you just think about getting to work, or you know, dropping the kids off at school and activities, but everything you consume comes in a vehicle, and that vehicle is generally running on mostly diesel, sometimes petrol. So that's where the cost of living increases, because the movement of goods and services across the country has to increase.
And the prices especially hit hard for people living in Auckland, the cheapest price at the moment being $2.90 a litre.
Absolutely, yeah. It's $2.90, and that's the cheapest you can get, you know. And so once you get to $2.90, your mind automatically rounds up to $3, and $3 a litre is crippling. Now, even if you're looking at, say, a middle section, a median section of society, $3 is hard to budget for. If you're below that line, it's impossible. You know, you're starting to look at things like having to walk to work, or, you know, whether you can even afford to get from your house to the place of work to make the money to pay for the petrol that you can't afford. It creates a terrible, slightly impossible cycle.
It's not just in Auckland, obviously, like the rest of the country. It's not as bad, but it's still creeping up there with like prices of $2.64 or like a 30-40 cent difference to Auckland.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, there's been some great initiatives in terms of reducing the fuel taxing, you know, discounts on public transport. All those things have really helped, but it doesn't help you very much. Say, for instance, if you're picking kiwi fruit in Te Puke on the minimum wage and there's no bus, you know, how do you get to work? You know, how do you move around? It has really significant impacts to the country.
As you mentioned, the 50% decrease in pricing for Auckland transport, how useful is that, especially with like the emissions cutting plan that's set to be released today? How do you think like we can further help in alleviating a lot of this?
I don't know the solutions. You know, as working in the technology sector, the best my group has been able to do is build the Gatsby app, which is free, which, you know, enables you to get the best value you can. Things like the public transport system, you know, it is a positive thing, but you're still confronted with that thing that you get a half-price bus to the supermarket where you can't afford to buy anything.
That was Trishel speaking with Larry Green. Trishel, real quick before we continue on with the story, I do apologize. We did have some technical issues, so I kind of threw you in the deep in there and we had to play your story first off.
No, it's all good. Like, but the good thing is we also managed to get the second half of the story loaded in, where I spoke to Dr. Selena Sheng from the business school at UOA. With the current fuel crisis at the moment, today peak prices have reached $3.15 a litre. What are some of the factors that have gone into this?
First of all, I think because I'm a research fellow, I don't really, I will speak from a kind of an academic point of view. So first of all, I think there will be several political issues around it. But what I want to say here is that, first of all, transport is the main component of economic development, like both as a sector in itself and also serve as an important factor input to most of other economic activities in New Zealand. So that I think the transport and also its associated infrastructure have also played a really key role in New Zealand's economic perspective, prosperity. So what I think, first of all, is in the short term, like the really sky-high price of the fuel prices will kind of, I'm not quite sure whether it will affect people's daily travel activities. And I think right now the government is doing the right thing, because we can see that I don't really know that most of people understand there is some economic relationship between the car, like the private cars that we drive every day, and also the public transport system. So those kind of two things, they are complements to each other, right? So, they're substitute to each other. So that means what the government is doing right now is that they are encouraging, we've got a price fare reduction in the public transport, like the buses, ferries, and so on and stuff. So that means governments are trying to encourage people to shift from their cars and get into the public transport system. So I think it's a good initiative. And also the government right now is also cutting down some fuel taxes. And so that is definitely on the right track in order to cope with the sky-high prices of petrol and stuff. But I think second of all is like in the long term, I think right now as we understand that energy use, especially for the like the oil right now, plays a really crucial role in terms of determining the level of economic activities. So what I think from my personal perspective is that we understand that transport sector is a major oil consuming sector, and also it is one of the few sectors for which oil consumption is kind of projected to grow at a really high rate. So given the fact that currently New Zealand is heavily dependent on imported oil and also is likely to remain for the foreseeable future, it is really important to think about and how to kind of seek alternative ways in order to combat future fuel prices like this, like what we are experiencing right now. So I think my suggestion and also my recommendation is that although we understand right now we are experiencing sky-high prices for the fuels, but we need to think deeply what is behind this. What's behind this is actually the oil dependence, right? So that is a potential threat for all of the oil importing countries like New Zealand. So we are experiencing like a lot of like consumptions of oil and also import a lot of barrels of oil a day. But what we want to do in the future to kind of how to help us to overcome this kind of problem deeply inside the root is to not to get rid of it, but it's just to how to improve our oil dependency. So that will come to the issues around renewable energy, that how the government can encourage. We've got advantages of using renewable energies to generate electricity from hydros, from geothermals, from wind, like offshore wind, and also something like alternative fuel sources, not only for the petrol and diesel, but we can think about hydrogen and also like electric cars, those kind of stuff. So if we look at this problem in two perspectives, so one is from the short term, and then second is from the long term, I think this will give you a really clear picture of what we are going to do now and in the future.
And like you've mentioned with like the fare price going down, how do you think whether there needs to be more going into public transport to offset the fuel crisis?
Yeah, that's definitely correct. Yeah, that's what I think. It's kind of right now because, you know, there's also something about the elasticity problem. So, for instance, we say that the price elasticity for both petrol and diesel cars are inelastic. So this just means that car drivers, they do not really change their consumption behavior significantly when either of the prices of petrol or diesel increases right now. So they won't adjust their travel behaviors instantly. So what we think right now is that we do need to If we want to have a wholesale or really switch to public transport, we need to think about some long-term goals, not rather saying that we will have just like a temporary reduction in the fares for only 3 months or so, but we need to have a kind of a sustainable goal or sustainable plan to give public transport users some confidence in the future. Because, you know, I understand that public transport fares has been reduced, like halved. That's a lot of money, but I'm still not quite convinced that there will be all of a sudden people will just get rid of their cars and go to public transport. So there should be some long-term planning behind this, and what will be the optimal fare and what will be the optimal length of the reduction that we need to think about deeply.
And with that, the fare prices are only being reduced until, I believe, it's the end of June, like that three-month period.
That's right.
And should it be going on for longer with better foresight for New Zealanders for what a long-term solution should be?
Yeah, that's what I suspect. I think, just like I said, it shouldn't be a temporary reduction. But, I mean, for the long term, I'm not quite sure whether the subsidy will be enough for the government to give still like a half price of the fares. Will that be within their budget, or what kind of because all of those reductions will come from a reliable source, like the fuel taxes. But right now we've got some reduction in the fuel taxes as well. So I'm not quite sure, I'm not quite clear what the long-term planning that the government is thinking about right now. But definitely, I think 3 months, from my personal perspective, I don't think is enough.
So that was Dr. Selena Shen from the University of Auckland Business School talking to me about the fuel increases that keep occurring.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.